Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views, the podcast where Jason and I just got back from Chicago for St. Patrick's Day. We are well rested and we're ready to start podcasting again.
More lies for the next 40 minutes. And here we go.
We're well rested and we didn't consume any drugs or alcohol at all.
We didn't.
I know. I just wanted to sound cool. Like we possibly may have. All right, roll the intro music. Hey guys, so Jason and I just got back from St. Patrick's Day. Oh, this is the Views podcast. Jason's 46, who cares? I'm David, 22. And we do this podcast, it's called Views. We talk about a whole bunch of random stuff.
Yeah.
Starting with, how are you?
I'm good, David. So
the
much
other
fun
day
last
I was,
night.
No, I'm kidding. You can tell people.
Tell people what?
How you are.
Oh,
I was cutting you off on purpose. You don't even notice anymore because I just do it so often.
No, you do. You do it so much and you don't even notice it.
I know.
But now I don't notice it.
I noticed Joe was asking me a question earlier and I was just spaced out. And Joe's just like, never mind. Like just gave up on it completely. And I was like, wait. I want to hear it. But like, I know, like I'm not, I don't know.
I've asked you full, large financial questions and you haven't answered. And then they've just gone through and I've made a ton of money. Those are the best.
David, I need to borrow $30,000. I'm going to do it right now. Is that okay? Can I grab the money? All right, cool, Dave. Thanks.
David's like, Laurel or Yanny?
Literally. It's funny. We were leaving Chicago the other day. Not the other day. Literally yesterday. And we had like a budget rental car, and we were really late for our flight. So we were like really scared we were going to miss it. And we were going to return the car. But the place was like, it was a full line just to return your car. And then it turns out it wasn't the right place to return the car. So we were just like, we don't know what to fucking do at all. Like, we were so confused. So I was like, Natalie, I have three interviews tomorrow or today in like 6 hours. So I have to get to LA. Just meet me in LA later. So she dropped me off at the front. And I was like, good luck. If you can catch the flight, you can catch the flight. And
wow.
I mean, she doesn't care because her job is the same wherever she is, either LA or Chicago.
Right.
So she had to go back and find the budget car while I went. I got on my flight.
Like Survivor. You ever see Survivor and then they give you like a
it
task?
It was fucking intense.
Yeah.
So I had to upgrade myself to first class because Natalie didn't book it originally. So I was upgrading myself to first because I needed to skip all the line.
Yeah.
Because the line was ridiculous. I had like 15 minutes to get on my flight because it was like the end of the boarding process was about to happen. So I remember I was upgrading myself to first class and the TSA woman was standing over me and I was taking out my credit card like to put it in the machine because you can automatically upgrade yourself. And she goes, why are you taking out your credit card? And I go, oh, I need to pay this. And she goes, oh, first class. And she gives me a high five. And it was so sweet. I was like, thank you. And she's like, you're about to have a great time, aren't you? Like, meanwhile, I'm like miserable because I haven't slept. I'm like, yeah, I'm really excited. And then these two girls walked up to me asking me for a picture. I took a picture of them. And then they were leaving. And I was like, wait, can you do me a favor? And I gave them $50 each. And I had Natalie drive back to the terminal and we just handed them the car. We're just like, just do whatever you want with it. And we got on our flight.
Wow.
Yeah. So I gave the girls that asked me for a picture our budget car because Natalie called me. She's like, I can't find it. I'm like, I don't fucking know. Here, just come back.
The girls are like 12 years old.
I think they're old enough to drive. I'm just like, please take it. I don't know if they're like, what do you want me to do with it? And I'm like, either take it back to budget or take it home. Just get it out of here.
Give it to your dad.
Give it to your parents. Surprise. No, they definitely got it back because they're very sweet girls, and I'm really appreciative they did it. But
I was on a plane. I flew economy on the way out with you, trying to save some cash, David. And
it's so shitty that like we all fly first class now. I mean, you're pretty good at not.
That's why,
like,
I went back to economy.
Yeah.
Because I wasted a lot of money last year. It's like so, I flew my kids first class.
Yeah, I know. You were a fucking little baller last year.
That was crazy. That was like, hey guys, I'm really sorry we got divorced.
First class.
Check out JetBlue Mint.
Check out JetBlue Mint. First class is fun unless it's like.
But that first class wasn't good.
Yeah. Sorry, first class is good unless it's like. Unless it's like when you're flying to Chicago, the first class sucks.
It's not good.
But when you go to New York, it's worth it because you can fully lay down. Mm-hmm. It's insane. The whole experience is like you're in Disney World.
I got my little seat. It is quite, it's quite a trip to go back.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know if you've gone back lately to economy. But I go back.
Yeah, it is. Unless I have window. The only thing I'm scared about economy, the only problem I have with economy is the middle seat. That's it. I can sit economy, window, aisle, no fucking problem. I'll do it all day. But it's the middle. It's when they randomly place you in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
That should be illegal. It's crazy.
Oh, I have something. I got offered to take testosterone. And I was like, well, I heard it. Because, you know, I go to the gym and nothing happens anymore. Like I used to go to the gym and I would kind of get in shape. You know what I mean?
How long have you been going to the gym?
I've been going to the gym now for 6 months.
Okay.
A trainer. Proper LA trainer. A good one.
I told my dad you've been going to the trainer.
What'd he say?
Are you sure?
Are you sure he's going not going to the library?
What's he mean?
Wingstop?
Wingstop. Is trainer? That's what you call Buffalo Wild Wings? Is trainer in LA?
It was great seeing your dad. But no, I was trying to get, someone's talking me into taking like natural testosterone. I said, but doesn't it like shrink your balls? And the guys go, well, yeah. You know, and then I thought,
that's probably good for
you.
Good
for me.
It shrinks your balls? Okay. You should take testosterone for the sole fact to shrink your balls.
Yeah.
Your Jason's ball, if anybody, fun fact about Jason's balls, they're very scary.
When have you seen them?
I've seen them a couple times.
Oh, at Mardi Gras.
Remember one time we didn't have an idea for a vlog, so you put your balls on Todd's face?
Oh, yeah. People love that.
That was one of my favorites.
I love ideas that you're like, oh, this is not good, and then people end up liking it.
Well, I like that idea a lot because it's so relatable. Because people have put balls on my face a lot.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, everyone used to do that in high school at sleepovers. You've never had a good sleepover. A good sleepover has to have one person's balls on your face.
Oh, I thought you meant when you were a prostitute.
No, nothing with me being a prostitute.
I haven't had a good sleepover, I guess.
Have you? Did you do sleepovers? I
guess my sleepovers were really awful.
Did you do sleepovers as a kid?
In my mouth. Yeah, I did sleepovers. I used to cry.
Really?
Yeah.
You were that kid?
When I was younger, yeah. I used to not like going away at all. Did you like to just get out of the house and you were 8, 9?
You know what was weird during my sleepovers? Jerking off was like a normal thing.
Why the
Whoa, what?
This will be my new thing, like my middle cam.
Wait, what?
When David says something that's outrageous. That's crazy. Who would jerk off at a sleepover?
Well, we wouldn't do it. Well, what would happen is like we'd all be like on Pornhub and we'd all find videos that we like and we'd share them with each other. And then we go one by one to the bathroom.
That is really weird. I guess we didn't have Pornhub. I'm trying to think. I think this is like when
we were like younger kids. We just discovered that we had penises, and we just discovered that if you touch your penis, it makes you happy. So yeah, I mean,
was it unspoken? Like, or no. Would you be like, all right, guys, I'm gonna go jerk off in there now?
No, it wasn't unspoken. You definitely tell the other person. I also had like a really like I remember like.
And then when you come out, does the guys go, hey, how'd it go? Or like that, or
no? The rest of the guys were just playing video games, and maybe like one guy would say a comment like, "Oh, was it fun?" And then everybody else would be playing video games. Like, so you wouldn't really notice. I feel like we had middle school was really like sexual, and so was like the beginning of high school. Like I know like it's such a sexual place. Like all the kids are always fucking horny. All they're talking about is sex. And I don't know, like when the first couple of people have sex, it's like the talk of the town. And then everybody's like, whoa, we can do sex now. We're old enough to have sex.
Right.
Like I remember that's how it was.
It's probably a big deal.
It was crazy. I never even thought about having sex. I didn't even know that was possible.
It didn't really bother me when other people were having sex. I'd just be like, oh.
Oh, no, it never bothered me, but because it never like seemed like something I could do.
It never seemed like something I could do either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I think we have a bunch of ads this week.
Oh, yeah. Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos all commission-free. While other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade, Robinhood doesn't charge any commissions fees, so you can trade stocks and keep all of your profits. Plus, there's no account minimum deposit needed to get started, so you can start investing at any level. The simple, intuitive design of Robinhood makes investing easy for newcomers and experts alike. View easy-to-understand charts and market data, and place a trade in just 4 taps on your smartphone. You can view stock collections such as 100 most popular. With Robinhood, you can learn how to invest in the market as you build your own portfolio. Discover new stocks, track your favorite companies, and get custom notifications for price movements so you never miss the right moment to invest. Robinhood is giving listeners of Views with David Dobrik and Jason Nash a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. Sign up at views.robinhood.com.
Oh, we went to the Tesla event.
We did go. Tesla unveiled a new car. It was a Model Y, and I just found this out. Tesla has 4 main cars that are flagship cars. It's the Model S, the Model X, the Model 3, and now the Model Y. And I don't know why, I just realized this, but he's spelling out sexy.
Yeah.
So the Model S and the Model 3 backwards is an E, and then X and Y. So
he tried to get E, and Ford went nuts on him.
Yeah, apparently Ford wouldn't let him do E, so he's like, can I do 3? And they let him do it. Yeah, so Elon Musk was there. It was really cool. He was presenting the car.
Cool to see him.
And we were standing pretty close to the stage, and I remember before it started, there was a little TV that had a picture of the car on it. No one's seen the car yet, the new car. And I go, oh, Jesus Christ. I hope that's not the Model Y. It looks fucking hideous. Mm. And we all look and we're like, oh, yeah, that's pretty ugly. Because we just saw it on the screen. And then literally like 20 seconds pass by and there's this woman standing in front of us. She has a Tesla shirt on. And I started asking her, I'm like, when do you think he's coming on? She's like, in 20 minutes. And I'm like, have you seen the Model Y yet? Like, have you seen the car?
Yeah.
And she goes, yeah, I designed it. And she turns back around. I felt so fucked. She was standing in front of me the entire time when I was like,
she didn't have to say it like that. She could have said, yeah, I designed it.
She kind of did say it like that. But she like
said, I heard her say it, and I didn't think she was being snippy at all.
She wasn't?
Yeah.
I'm not blaming her at all. I just feel so bad.
Why?
Because this woman fucking worked on this car for a couple months.
She was standing next to the camera guy making sure that no one bumped him. She did not look like a designer out there. There was a guy on sticks.
Well, I know. It was a complete accident. I didn't know she was a designer.
I think they have all hands on deck over there.
But I felt so bad that I'm standing right behind
her
and I'm like,
drinks.
Oh, that is an ugly car. Like, oh, fuck. It's literally the last person I should have said that in front
of. I thought it was interesting you've been before, and I thought it was interesting just to see like all the Tesla heads there who were just like, what's it going to be? And they stood like it was like a concert.
Yeah.
You know?
To see the new car reveal.
And when he would say stuff, he would be like, okay. He would call out attributes to the car, they would cheer.
Yeah.
You know? Remember what I said to the designer? How are the cup holders? And she didn't laugh at all.
Oh, yeah. She didn't like that joke. She didn't like any jokes about our...
They would cheer. Floor mats. Yes.
Yeah. Elon would go, this one has 4 windows. Yeah.
Yes.
I got to shoot with Kylie Jenner this week, which was really fun.
Real fun. Came out good. Congrats.
Thanks.
That's a big moment for you.
Why are you saying it like you're jealous?
Because I am.
No, it was great. We got to, it was great. Oh my God, it was so much fun.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It came out great.
I literally say this, but I don't know why I'm always so surprised when I hang out with a celebrity. Every time I'm like, why am I surprised, David? But I'm like, oh, she was great. Like, she was so nice.
Right.
And I don't know why.
You're surprised when a celebrity is normal.
Is normal. Sorry, that's what I'm trying to say. I couldn't get it out.
Stars, they're just like us, as Us Weekly would say.
We were filming this bit where we were surprising people with Kylie, and then we got hungry, so we went to go eat, and we went to go sit at like a table just in like a random like bar, and there's a bunch of people around, and it's so crazy. We walked into like the first restaurant, and everybody's head turned. Oh my God, it was like... Yeah, it was crazy. Everybody's head turned. So then we walked out. We went to another one. We got a burger somewhere else. And we were sitting down. And it's crazy. No one walked up to us and asked for a picture. Because it was like they were like almost like scared. Like when me and you sit down, like people walk up to us because they don't care that we're fucking eating. Because, you know, we're just, but it's like, it was so different with Kylie.
Interesting.
There was like this level of like, oh my God, she's Kylie. We gotta fuck off. Like we can't come up to her. But like with us, funny. It's like, we're people's pals. So people will show up to our fucking house and knock on our door 50 times or, you know, grab us in public or whatever. So it was just so interesting seeing that. So interesting seeing like, being respected.
When someone's at your house and they're like, listen,
oh my God,
people have your address.
It's the
worst. And I just wanted to let you know.
Dude, it's the worst when someone comes up to my house. Like the other day, I went on a run. I know it's crazy. I went on a run and this girl comes right by me and like right outside my garage. And she goes, can I have a picture with you? And I'm like running by her. I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't. Not in front of my house. Like, I didn't even stop.
Right.
I was like, I got to go. And her mom yells and her mom goes, get in the car. We'll follow him. And I go, no, guys, I can't do anything in my neighborhood. And like, they just don't understand it. It's always parents driving their kids here.
Sure.
Which is so insane to me.
Yeah, I'd like probably do it too.
You would do it too?
Yeah. I'd probably take
you drive your kids here, and that already makes me fucking insane. When your own kids show up at my door, I would go, what the fuck are you guys doing here?
Charlie never wants to come in.
Yeah?
Wyatt always wants to come in.
I heard they've been voting for me for the Kids' Choice
Awards. They have been voting for you. Last night I was with them. We were playing music. I was watching them.
Yeah, I'm nominated for Kids' Choice Award, which is, thank you guys. Thanks for that. But yeah, go.
Yeah, and Wyatt was like, I just want to let you know that I voted 7 times for David.
Oh, no
like
way.
That. And I was like, I didn't even ask him to. I thought that was so nice.
Yeah, that is really nice.
Yeah.
My mom makes all my siblings vote every day individually.
They do?
Yeah.
How is that? How is talking to your, seeing your siblings?
It's in interesting.
Chicago.
It's
they're so big now.
They're fucking huge.
I know.
They're adults. It's so crazy because like the last like memories I have with my siblings are like them barely knowing how to form sentences, or at least in my head. Like they were still like, like they still didn't speak much, but now they're like actual human beings that can function on their own. You know what I mean? Like they can go to like the mall by themselves. I can have any kind of conversation I want with them, which is really interesting.
They're really excited to meet Jeff.
Yeah, they're really excited to meet Jeff. And I made sure that didn't happen.
One time I was on a flight to Hawaii. I was going to visit my ex-wife. She was working in Hawaii. She was doing like a show for ABC. And so I had nothing to do. I didn't have a job or anything. Just to say, bring the kids to Hawaii because I'm going to be here for like 3 weeks.
Who paid for that?
We did. I mean, the production didn't pay for it.
Oh.
Yeah, 3 tickets to Hawaii. She already had a
room. Oh, and you're married? Is it 1 credit card, 1 bank account, everything?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah. You better watch out when you get married. You're going to have to give all your money.
Well, I'm gonna marry rich now that you told me this. I can just use anybody.
Kylie's taken.
I can just use anybody's money?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I get it. You're going to use someone else's money and not tell them that you have your money.
I'm cheap, yeah.
Offshore account. I get it.
Offshore account. Oh, so, okay.
Bank account in the Caymans.
I did not know that. That is, okay, that's really interesting. So your money combines. Wow, your money, I don't know why I'm just finding this out. Because I thought you still had 2 separate bank accounts.
No, she pays me on salary. What do you think?
Okay, so yeah, so you took money out. I love how that wasn't the interesting part of the story.
I didn't take any money out. We just bought some tickets on a credit card. Right. Are you an alien? Where are you from?
Okay, go.
So anyways, so this is like during a time when I like wasn't too happy with myself.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I mean, I love my kid.
What time was this? Yesterday? I wasn't too happy with myself.
Last week, I wasn't too happy with my place in life.
Yeah.
And so she's like, you know, bring the kids. I want to see them. And I get it, I understand. So she's doing this big show for ABC, a submarine show with all these sets in Hawaii. And the kids are very excited to see
submarine show?
Yeah.
What fucking show was it called?
I don't know. Andre Brower was in it. It was called Scott Foley. Not Scott Foley. Scott.
Jace, what was the show called? I've only seen one show the entire season on ABC.
This was 7 years ago.
What was the show called, Jason?
I don't remember. It was called, I make a call Marnie if you want. It was called like the SS Boner or something. Or it was called Last Resort.
It was Last Resort?
Last Resort.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, why?
I watched that show in its entirety.
You did?
I loved that show. That's so crazy. I watched it on my ABC app. I watched literally the entire, and they never made another season.
No, it got canceled.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Marnie will love you.
Holy shit. Wait,
did you watch her new show and love it?
She worked on Last Resort?
Yeah, she's executive producer.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Your ex-wife worked on a show that, like, dude, I've literally only watched, like, The Bachelor, Last Resort, and this other movie where this woman got kidnapped.
You're not a big TV watcher.
No, not at all.
No.
Like, for dramas. I'm talking about, like, dramas.
Check out SWAT on CBS. Maybe you'll like that, too.
That is crazy. I love how you just said some submarine show in Hawaii, and I go, what? Oh, that's fucking crazy. It's funny. I completely watched that show. I got so pissed when it didn't get renewed because I remember... Oh, yeah, that's crazy. Okay, what's your story?
What was it about? It was like a nuclear situation?
Yeah, they were all like, yeah.
Jason, did you say submarine show? And I was like, is it fucking with
Last Resort. That is fucking insane. Okay, go. Sorry.
Well, anyway, so I get on a plane to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Kids are really young. They're like, I don't know, 6 and 3.
Yeah.
Right? So that's tough. That's tough. You got to be on an airplane with them for 5 hours, keep them occupied.
Oh, 6 and 3?
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Was Charlie already a smartass?
No, she was real sweet then.
Oh, she's sweet.
Real sweet. But so anyways, I'm sitting there on the plane, and I got the two kids, and I'm like, here you go. I'm putting Cheerios out. I'm putting crayons out. I'm like, I want to watch a movie. My headphones don't work. You know, just regular kid stuff. And I'm working. I'm working hard to try to... And you got to keep them quiet because then people give you dirty looks.
That's the worst.
It's the worst. Oh, you ever have a baby on a plane? If you're the person with the baby?
No, my God. I feel so bad for those people.
Oh, one time Wyatt took a dump right in the aisle.
You're fucking kidding.
Yeah. I mean, he was a baby. So like the diaper like wasn't on properly and just like right in the aisle.
Your son took a shit in the middle of the airplane?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Yeah.
My dog took a shit at a really nice hotel in the lobby once.
What happened?
They kicked us out.
Not just the dog?
Yeah, they're like, you can't stay here. They were so mad.
What hotel?
Surf and Sand.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, every time I go and drive by there, I always...
They give you dirty looks.
Yeah.
That's the fucking guy. Wait, your son took a middle... Your son took a little bathroom break in the middle of the bathroom of the airplane?
Yeah, but he was literally a baby.
Oh, okay.
So it just like squirted out everywhere.
What did people say? Oh, my God, they must have lost their mind.
Yeah, it was so ridiculous.
People have no sympathy for people with babies, and I fucking hate that.
It was so ridiculous and awful that they just let it go. I mean, sometimes you get nice people who are like, understand it's a baby. There's nothing you can do.
Oh, these people weren't understanding?
That time it was. Anyways, I'm on the plane. I'm sitting there. There's a seat next to me. This woman brings the kid back to me. And she goes, hi. She goes, this is Marshall. I see you have children. I'm going to put him right here with you. Like that.
Get the fuck out.
I go, excuse me? And he's 4. He's 4 years old. And she's like, yes. She's like, he'll be better back here with the other children. And I was like,
oh my God.
I was like, no. No. Oh, I know what it was. Her sister was sitting next to me at first. So they swapped. She's like, the sister's going to come sit with me.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, that is bold. I was like, I don't want to take care of another child. He seems lovely. I don't want to take care of another. I'm already taking care of two back here. And she's like, you know, he'll be fine. He'll be fine. I am pissed. 5 hours with this kid. And he's, you know, he's a good kid. And so eventually he needs so much tending to. My juice, my this, my
Marshall?
That. Yeah, Marshall.
Oh, you were actually like helping this kid out.
Oh, I took care of him for 5 hours. I was absolutely livid.
Oh, I would have just been like, fuck you. Get out of here.
But there was nothing I could do. There was nothing I could do. And I'm looking at the adults up front. They're drinking. They're laughing. They're having fun. I am steaming. And so into the third or fourth hour, it's like, whatever. I tame these kids. I do a great job. They're laughing. They're having a great time.
Sure.
But I'm still pissed. I'm still seething. Anyways, get off the flight. The mom comes back. She comes back and she goes, thank you so much for watching him. She goes, his father passed away 3 days ago.
Oh, wow.
Like that. So it shows you, don't be a dick.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
What did you say when she told you that?
I was crushed. I was like, oh. I was like, that's terrible. She goes, yeah. Come on, Marshall.
My God.
Yeah. And then I went to see Last Resort.
Yeah!
The story's great! I mean, it sucks the kid died.
The story is everything I need. Poor fucking kid. Do you think a kid that young knows what happens? No, he has no idea.
I don't think he got it. That was the saddest part.
Is that he had no idea that his dad was gone.
He just didn't get it. I don't think. That was so sad. I always think about dying before my kids grow up. That's all I think about. I just want to make it until they're like 25. Every day I think about it. Don't want to die on them.
I know, but you're going to. You have to accept it now, so it's
No, David.
So it's not so hard when it actually
happens. I have lost weight. Thank you.
I have not. Really nice. I didn't say that.
I thought I heard that.
No.
Interesting.
Is that one of the jokes you had written down? Oh, you like read it off your phone.
No, I should have it.
It's tough hiring people. I mean, you know that. You know how hard it is to hire people.
I know. It was hard to find you.
ZipRecruiter makes it easy to hire people, guys. ZipRecruiter.com/Nash makes it especially easy with a little discount. Hiring is challenging, but there's one place you can go where hiring is simple, and that is ZipRecruiter.com/Nash. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invite them to apply to your job. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/Nash. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Nash. N-A-S-H, ZipRecruiter.com/Nash. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Guys, this next part of the segment is called Joe's Teeny Weeny Podcast. It's where our friend Joe, who edits these podcasts, gets 25 seconds to say whatever he wants in return for payment of editing. In 3, 2, 1. Joe's Teeny Weeny.
What's up, weenies? It's your boy Joe from Joe's Teeny Weenie Podcast. I am here sitting with some lovely gents. Beautiful eyes on both of them. I don't have anything planned, unfortunately.
You told us this was going to be the best weenie yet.
I hyped things up, but I did. I'm going to make some lunch for us after. I bought a sad egg. I bought it from some... I have an egg guy. It's called an emo egg, and I'm going to be cooking it later if you guys want to stick around for some brunch. That's the end. Thanks.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Give me back my emo egg.
Joe, what is this?
This is a green, looks like an avocado, but it's cold. Is it really an egg? Is it a dinosaur egg?
No, it's an emo egg.
What does that mean, an emo egg?
Why are you
entertaining this, Jace?
You're right. Fucking slap me in the face right now.
I don't
right
know
now.
Why you're, fuck, who gives, get the fuck out of here, Joe.
You know what he said? He goes, if you guys need me to be earlier in the podcast, I got a great teeny weenie this
I
week.
I know he said that. I heard him. Before I did the ad read, he turned to me and he goes, you want to bring in the big guns? That's what he said. He's like, and he told me when we were sitting down too, right when he walked in the door, he's like, I have a good teeny weenie plan for today. And I was like, great.
We need it.
What the fuck was that?
Yeah.
Joe, plan something for God's sakes. You have 1 week to think about 25 fucking seconds. We don't know shit about you. I don't even know your last name. Just say something else other than your stupid ass eggs. Okay, he won't be back next week. I'll make sure of that.
Hey, you know what's funny after videoing
Not
this
Joe.
Thing?
Not Joe. What?
You know what's funny after videoing this thing? One funny comment I read was, Jason looks at David like he's either in love with him or wants to murder him.
Yeah, this podcast is now available on YouTube, so people like see us visually.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because one of the comments was like, wow, like I'm finally seeing how decrepit Jason is. And it's I only heard David talk about it, but seeing the video really makes it clear to me because your stomach was hanging out the entire time during our last podcast.
I've been tucked in this time.
Yeah, you tucked your shirt in. Really
I lost
nice.
A little.
Little what?
I lost 4 pounds in Chicago.
Little thread in your shirt? You lost 4 pounds in Chicago?
I did.
Wow.
I ran every day.
I was eating like a pig in Chicago. Yeah, I ran into someone with my merch at the airport the other day, and the girl like freaked out. I took a picture with her, and I walked to go get like to buy something from the store, and I ran into another person with my merch.
Wow.
Fucking nuts.
And then money fell out of your pocket.
And I tried to get the wallet out of my pocket, but it was stuck.
Yeah.
Because it was so heavy.
And then you gave some to Jason.
It's just the best feeling.
Joe.
What? No. It's the best feeling when you see somebody wearing your clothes. It's like, it's one thing to like have them support you and like leave nice comments and like your pictures and stuff like that.
Sure.
But it's another when someone's gone out of the way to order something and to like we're around the street, like yeah. supporting you. It's just fucking insane.
We were out. We all wore clickbait sweatshirts on St. Patty's Day, and it was pretty wild in the street at one point. And you just heard one drunk guy. He just goes, "What the hell is kickbait?"
You ever buy something online only to find out later you missed a discount? I don't overspend anymore, thanks to Honey. Honey's a free browser add-on that finds me the best deals online. So basically how Honey works is you could be shopping regularly on Amazon or any website, and then it'll scan the website, and it'll scan other websites, and it'll find a coupon. And then when it finds a coupon, it automatically attaches it, and you're automatically saving money, and it's free, and it's
so it's a no-brainer.
It's a genuinely no-brainer.
Everything, Banana Republic, Best Buy, J. Crew, anywhere, Target.
Honey has saved its 10 million members an average of $28.61 a member, which is nuts. Honey members have already saved more than $800 million. Not bad for something that's completely free and just takes two clicks to install. Honey has over 100,000 five-star reviews on the Google Chrome Store. Time Magazine calls Honey basically free money. Look, there's really no reason to not use Honey. It's free to use and easy to install on your computer in just two clicks. So shop with confidence. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/views. That's joinhoney.com/views. Honey, the smartest shopping assistant that saves you time and money when you're shopping online. Jason wants me to invite his kid to the Kids' Choice Awards.
Yeah, I think that would be nice.
And it's already really tough for me because I already invited both of my siblings. So I don't have any more tickets.
You just said you had a ton of tickets.
Oh, right. Yes. That did come out of my mouth. But I am going to, you know what I decided just now as you asked me about your kids?
Yeah.
I'm going to give the tickets away to random strangers.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to go get two tickets on my own. Uh-huh. I was just on Craigslist, okay. And there's some tickets available there. And
are
then
you gonna
right,
you're going to go to the Kids' Choice Awards by yourself?
Yeah. I'm going to go, me and Wyatt, my pal, my best friend. Wyatt, okay. My best friend, okay. my best creative partner,
oh,
actually.
Okay.
The guy I enjoy making content with
your
the
son.
Most, my son.
Your son, who calls you daddy still.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And because we are so close, and right when your category gets announced, I think Wyatt and I will probably just take off. Right when they announce Emma Chamberlain, and then your name, right before they say your name, I'll go, you know what, Wyatt, let's cut out of here. Why don't we go? And
sure.
And we'll just go get a sandwich and shoot a family vlog.
And then you're gone for the rest of the show?
Yeah, I'm going to go for the rest of the show. I'll probably just take off. And then I'll wait till Monday and find out if you won or not. And then when someone tells me, I'll go, oh, cool. Good for David. How about that?
Wow, okay.
That'd be fun.
Well, that was all a test.
You have extra tickets and you won't give one to Wyatt.
No, I genuinely don't have extra tickets.
I heard you do.
No, I don't. I genuinely don't. I had to like fight for my siblings.
You did?
And you know, if I'm fighting for my family, it means something. No, I'm kidding.
Are you excited about it? You know who you're sitting? Are you sitting with Josh? Are you presenting?
No, I'm not sitting with Josh.
Why not?
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I don't
Josh
get it.
Josh Peck is literally my Nickelodeon mentor.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure who I'm sitting next to. I'm sitting right behind Jack and Jack. That's all I know.
Are Jack and Jack nominated?
I don't know.
I like Jack and Jack.
Yeah, they're nice guys.
They're really nice. They had good vines. I haven't kept up with them.
They had good vines. They were like the guys who started like making good vines. And their music is pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I met them once at a party and they were very nice to me. Someone your age is nice to me.
Oh, I love that.
I am just blown away.
My favorite part is when we like leave a party and like you hang out with some of my new young friends.
Yeah.
And you go, you know, I really liked her. I go, yeah, yeah. Sometimes like even like during the party, I like go to the person that you're talking to.
Yeah.
And like when you're not paying attention, I'd be like, hey, can you be nice to him?
You don't do that.
No, I've done a couple of times.
You have not. You're lying. You're lying. You're a liar. Just say you're lying. Never done that.
I've done it once or twice.
To who? Who did you tell someone to be nice to me to?
I did it to Stas, Kylie.
No, you did not.
No, I did it to Stas and Kelsey. I did it to Stas and Kelsey, and I was like, go talk to Jason.
I'm putting together all the parts now because no, I remember when they came and talked to me at a party.
No. But when I do tell them, they go, oh yeah, that like we were just gonna like they don't they're not like oh like
oh god, David, no, please don't make us.
No, so they were like already planning on going to talk to you, so it's not like a big deal. People like you. People genuinely do like you. It's funny because it's like. It's tough to like break you into new, like the people that, you know, like when we hang out with people and they don't watch the videos
right.
And they have no idea who you are.
Yeah.
It's really tough to break you in. and I always try my best. Well, no, not like to break.
I'm like dead weight.
No. I meant to like break the ice.
Sure.
Because it's like everyone's like, okay, hold on, he's a little bit older than us. So like I usually, you know, it's the best to start with like an old joke.
Yeah.
To get people going. Oh, okay, we're all in agreement. He is older than us. and then like it's easy to warm up to you.
Okay.
Once you start talking to you, but like the first second when you see,
it's rough.
Yeah. When you see you're standing there at like a birthday party.
Yeah.
It's like, that's weird. I thought they would have the waiter stand outside the room.
Who brought their dad? I have a question. Be honest.
Yeah.
Did you tell Jackson and Ray to be nice to me?
No.
You didn't.
No, they were nice on their own.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that one warmed my heart. When I saw Ray being nice to you and Jackson, I was like, yeah. I can't believe they did that without me asking. No, I've genuinely only done it like once or twice.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like be nice to them. It was like, go talk to Jason.
I don't know whether
to
thank you or be mad at you.
You know what it was? It was to Stas and Kelsey. I went, Jason really likes you guys. He thinks you're really nice. Just to like get them to warm up to you.
Right.
Because they initially thought that like none of our friend group liked them. So I was
okay.
Like, which isn't true.
Yeah.
Because we all really like them. So yeah. So then I warmed them up and then they came around to you and then, you know, it was a nice little touch.
It's hard too because a lot of those friends of yours are like pretty fabulous.
What do you mean?
Well, they're, you know, they have like a lot going on.
Oh,
they're
sure,
young,
sure, sure,
good
sure.
looking.
I think I felt the same way you did. When we went to that party with John Stamos.
Oh.
Yeah.
Felt that way?
Yeah, I was really young.
Right, you were the youngest guy there.
And like, if it wasn't for John vouching for me.
Right.
I would have felt weird. But then John vouched for me, and then I like felt like I fit in with the older crowd.
Right.
And that felt really good.
Yeah.
So I kind of felt your pain there.
Fire Festival dude loved you.
Yeah, he was great. I love the Fire Festival guy. He was funny.
He was really nice.
I don't know. Have you ever felt like you were like an outcast?
Right when I walked in today to do this podcast, and I said hello to you, and you said nothing back.
I was eating chicken noodle soup.
You weren't.
Oh yeah,
you hadn't even touched the soup yet. You were just sitting right there. Did you train today?
I did train.
How'd it go?
I train like every day now.
Every single day?
Yeah.
Good for you, David.
It's bad.
Guys, you should know David is a really good athlete.
I feel
he's just let himself go.
I feel like shit.
You do.
I feel so horrible. I cannot lift my arms like above my head. I had to just sleep yesterday.
Yeah.
I think it's because when you first start working out, right, it's like the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It's like all sore. I think that's where I'm at. But then vice versa. I used to work out every day for like a while, like mm-hmm. when I first moved here. And I stopped working out because I stopped getting sore. And I was like, I'm not getting sore. I don't think anything's fucking happening anymore.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, screw this.
Uh-huh.
So I quit.
Uh-huh.
So now I'm complaining about being sore, but I know once I stop being sore, I'm going to be like, maybe I'm not getting any results anymore.
Once you get ripped, will there be any rip pics on Instagram that we can look forward to?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think that's my thing, but I'm so excited just for myself to be ripped. My trainer today was like, I'm surprised that like you're not recording our entire workout. He's like, I'm really glad that you don't do that. And I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah, most social media people I work out just work out just for the camera.
Oh, really?
And I go, that is so weird. I'm so, please do not record me working out.
Yeah.
I'm going to look like a fucking idiot. Oh. That's so weird. Like, you wouldn't like to be recorded working out, right? No, right? I look like a fucking dead fish flopping around on a yoga mat.
Yeah.
I look like I'm not doing anything. I look so awful working
out. I groan.
Yeah. I make all
groans.
Kinds of sounds. When was it, were you ever in school and someone stood up for you? It's always such a weird feeling.
Yeah, yeah. I once had a bully suddenly turn and stand up for me.
Oh,
that
wow.
That just shook my whole
That's
world.
That's like out of a fucking movie.
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know.
Wait, but what was the situation?
Someone who had like bullied me forever.
Yeah.
And then
another kid came up and called you a pussy.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, he's my pussy.
And I was like, what's going on? It was older kids.
Okay, so
it was like an older kid that used to like bully me and stuff. And then one day, I guess he decided he liked me. I don't know what I did.
That's kind of what happened with me and you.
What do you mean?
I used to bully you and then I figured out I kind of like you.
No, you started to like me and then you started to bully me.
Oh, yeah. No.
I've never had anyone stand up for me around here.
I stand up for you all the time.
When? Oh, with Kelson Stoss?
Yeah.
I guess so. You're right.
Everywhere. No, I stand up for you a lot.
That's different. There's no one coming at me.
I always speak positively about you other than being on the podcast or filming with you.
Right.
Like, I'll never go, like, fuck Jason, like, during an interview. Unless, like, I'm, like, you know, like, unless, like, prompted me to be funny. But, like,
you're kidding.
What?
Unless you're kidding.
Yeah. But
you wouldn't say that about anybody. You would never say fuck anybody.
No, I know. But, like, I know, we, like, make fun of each other the most. But, like, sure. It's only here. But, like, I wouldn't do, like, a... Yeah. Interview with somebody and be like, yeah, Jason sucks.
I always speak highly of you.
Yeah, you do. Yeah,
except to my mom.
Yeah?
No, I'm just kidding. My mom got a job offer yesterday.
From who?
She got a call from like some fashion company. She got an email from a fashion company. She's like, is your mom available Thursday night for 2 hours?
Oh, someone contacted you.
Yeah. To have my mom come make an appearance.
Oh, get the fuck out.
Yeah, but she's in Boston.
For how much?
They didn't say. But to come for 2 hours to a party. Because I never get offered that.
That sounds like
no one ever offers me to come to a party for 2 hours.
Sounds like she's a human sacrifice. That sounds like that type of thing.
I don't think we so. It had to something come... to do with eyeshadow.
Oh, yeah? That sounds like human.
Is that what it usually is? Is that what human sacrifices usually
are? That's definitely
are?
Human sacrifice.
So listen, man, what's the deal? Are you going to win this weekend or what? What do you think your chances are?
I don't know.
Are you excited?
I'm so pumped.
Is it nice just to be nominated?
It's so nice. It's genuinely... it's like the biggest deal for me.
You think you'll get slimed?
I hope. Fingers crossed. Isn't that the best part?
If you win, do you get slimed?
I used to watch the Kids' Choice. I watched the Kids' Choice Awards equally as I watched the Oscars or Grammys. So
oh, wow.
It was those three. It was the Oscars, Grammys, and Kids' Choice Awards every year. Would not miss it for the world.
What were some of your favorite Kids' Choice moments?
I can't really think of any.
Yeah.
But like it was just so cool.
Did you vote?
1 year I did.
Who'd you vote for?
I think either something about iCarly or Drake and Josh. I'm not sure. But I don't know. I may have not voted. I texted into... Oh, I voted for American Idol 1 year.
Yeah.
That was weird. It's weird when you catch yourself voting for things like that.
Why?
Because it's like...
Isn't that kind of fun?
I guess,
yeah. Isn't that what you do when you're a kid and you're just like hanging out?
That's why Wyatt
has nothing better to do.
Yeah, you're still voting for me 7 times. That's awesome.
He voted for Emma Chamberlain 8 times, like 2, though.
Oh, fuck no. You.
Just kidding. That was so nice of him.
No, it was...
You'd think he could get a ticket out of it, but I guess not.
Yeah, it's so weird. Well, whatever. Life's life.
Actually, I don't really want to drive down there anyway.
Yeah, you don't want to go.
So far down. I do want to go. If I was alone, I would go. I want to see you. But I don't want to go and like sit through the other people.
Dude, the Kids' Choice Awards are the best. I used to like them as a kid because it's like you watch all these shows as a kid and you don't really understand that those are real people. And then you see them in the room together.
Right.
And then you go, oh, what the fuck? Like, why is Drake standing next to
Chris
Scooby-Doo?
Pat. Yeah.
Well, not Scooby-Doo. But
is Scooby-Doo going this year?
He's not going.
Okay. Is he nominated?
He's really old.
Scooby-Doo is old by now, yeah.
Shaggy's actually in the retirement home, so Scooby's probably visiting. That would be fucking crazy if they had Scooby come.
Shaggy had a drug problem, you know.
Well,
a bad one.
You know, that's what they were on the show. What? They were stoners.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That was my joke.
That's pretty good. Let's end the podcast. maybe for today or just forever. Thank you guys for listening. This has been a Views podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, we got ended on a high note and that was it.
My Shaggy drug joke?
Also, your stomach's been out. Again, didn't want to mention anything.
Bro, my stomach is part of this podcast now.
It almost like, we can almost convince people that that's not your stomach and that's part of your shirt.
Why don't you have my back once in a while? Be like, listen, if my stomach comes out from now on the video podcast, just go pineapple.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
And then I'll try to catch it for me. Come on, get my back, Mr. Kid's Choice.
Fat fuck, what?
Are we really ending it?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, come see me at the Irvine Improv on April 7th. Thank you. Stand-up comedy and a lot
this
of laughs.
This went too long. We're gonna, Joe, can you cut it right before he does the plug for his show? All right. Thank you, guys. Bye.